Following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro Eastside and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hassa, Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro Eastside.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
Yeah, here we are again on a Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. talking all things real estate, mortgage, and related items.
That's right. And you know, you don't just have to wait till Saturday to talk to us.
That's true.
If you have questions, we're always happy to answer story problems, you know, kind of help work out situations. Mm-hmm. Everything is so complex these days.
Yes.
And you and I, you know, try and you know, make our careers around education and, mm-hmm. and problem solving. Mm-hmm. And so I know
sometimes
Reba,
it is savvying.
You know, for, you never know.
It just depends.
For real estate questions, you know, Reba, you can always be reached at info@teamreba.com.
Yeah,
or
that'll
on
get me
Twitter.
And my team.
At Team Reba. Mm-hmm. And for me, if you have finance or mortgage related questions, you can reach me at eric@ericismybanker.com or also on Twitter at ericismybanker.
Alrighty.
Yeah. So okay. We're always here. It's interesting because we get a lot of, you know, emails and calls and things like that.
Oh, yeah. I just got back from vacation and I was getting emails mm-hmm. and calls even while I was out and about.
It never ends.
No.
You and I have the ongoing joke because you always call me Friday night. About
usually 6:30, around 7, yeah.
6:30 or 7 o'clock saying, hey, mm-hmm. I need an approval letter. We're writing up an offer.
Yep.
And
I did that to you just the other week, but I was early. I called you at 3.
It was like 3. I'm like, what? Why are you calling so early?
I know. It's still business hours. So, what the heck?
That's right. That's
right. And that night, I didn't get done till just shy of midnight.
Yeah.
Even though I called you at 3. Although we worked on that for a while because even though you started at 3, we...
It was
had
sort of
the final
an ongoing
numbers
dialogue.
And the offer
That's right.
and everything until like 6:30, 7:30, something like that.
Well, so I always joke these days I work like half days, you know, uh-huh. 12 hours. You know,
right. That's exactly
something
right.
Something like that. But, it's fun. You know, the thing is
we wouldn't do it if we didn't love it.
That's it. Exactly. Yeah. It's fun solving these problems. It's fun seeing mm-hmm. people get their keys.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's
they
just
get
nothing
so
better. That's a real thrill.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Every single time. Never get tired of that.
Yep.
Yep.
Big fan.
Well, you're back in town. You've been traveling, my friend.
I know. I'm amazed you haven't said anything about my awesome tan I already have.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Getting there.
Yeah. So spent a week in Maui with 6 female friends and had a great time. Got to see interesting, you know, we stayed at a VRBO kind of house and had a great time. I actually put a video up on Facebook kind of walking everyone through it, just like I would do on a typical like FaceTime home tour with
nice.
A client or something like that if I had to. And fantastic place. We were 1.5 blocks off the beach in this little village called Sprecklesville, just off the airport in Maui. And had a phenomenal time there. Had our own saltwater pool, 1.5 blocks from the beach, saw turtles. I got to say, though, I was glad it was an opportunity for me to help educate some of my friends about sunscreens. Because as many of our listeners may know, when I went to Panama almost 2 years ago, people there, tour guides out on the islands, let us know that those aerosol spray suntan lotions are really, really bad for the environment, and particularly out where there's coral reefs. And so we all started purchasing reef-safe coverage and started getting away from the sprays. Because if you didn't already know this, folks, if you're spraying that and you're on a beach, most of it's not actually landing on you. And it lands in the
right.
sand, and the surf takes it out.
It works out, and it can bleach the coral.
Well, it causes them to not propagate.
Right.
And it doesn't just bleach. It causes it so that they can't even continue to grow at all. And so we're killing them in twofold because they can't have their propagation, and it can kill it off entirely as well.
Yeah. Any sunscreen that contains oxybenzone mm-hmm. and octinoxate.
Ooh,
and yes, I did just Google
say.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, so it's mostly the sprays. Yeah, just got to stay away from those. And I think they are officially banned in Hawaii now.
They definitely were promoting against that. In fact, Hawaiian Airlines, I want to thank them. They actually did a little thing on their flights going to the islands, and they actually will sell it right there on the plane, which I picked some up because I didn't want to have to worry about getting to a store before getting into the water.
Sure.
But now I was thrilled that that came up, and it was something that my friends learned about. We learned a whole lot of things while we were there. We also went to I know you'll not be surprised about this, but three of us went to Lanai and saw the cat sanctuary. So Lanai, for anyone who doesn't know, 98% of that island is owned by Larry Ellison.
Right.
And the 2% is a few locals and, just some of the houses that are there. But
No longer just a bunch of pineapple over there. They're actually developing it.
Yeah, the pineapple's gone.
Yeah.
Gone completely. In fact, actually, that was another thing that we learned is as we were taken on a tour of the island from a local man, you can see how plastic has really affected, because I was at the cultural center there looking about the history of Dole pineapple on the mm-hmm. island and everything else. And they mentioned that at one time there had been this paper that was used, right, that was meant to like hold the moisture around the roots of the pineapple plants. Mm-hmm. Well, at some point in around the 50s or so, that mulching paper got replaced by plastic. And now when you drive around the island and you see these dirt roadways, there's little bits of plastic everywhere because as they dig up anything on the island, they swapped it out. So the island is covered in plastic. And you get, a foot or two down inside of it, and there it is. And so it continues to be an ongoing problem there. They don't allow any paper bags. Any shop you go into, it's all paper. Mm-hmm. And so those are outlawed there. But that plastic on Lanai is like a permanent part of the ecosystem.
Interesting. Never
now.
Heard of it. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
We learned a ton of stuff. I could go on the whole show, but I'm not going to.
Used to be a leper colony there. Interesting.
A lot of interesting stuff. And in fact, actually, Larry Ellison is changing the Four Seasons Golf Course into an outdoor sculpture park and a spa.
Very cool.
Yeah. Because it took up literally 70% of the water on the island annually just to maintain the golf course. So he's making it much more of a good ecosystem, but it's also one of those things of people on the upper 1% who are kind of beginning to own and then take over some of these precious resources. They might be retaining them, but then they're also now going to deny them against maybe others because he's buying up a lot of the houses on the island from the locals so that he can bring his friends in. Well, and have somewhere for them to stay. So they're losing housing to the locals as well.
Well, so many people, that travel to Hawaii never make it further than Oahu, Waikiki, Honolulu, which are great places. But, boy, there's some beautiful spots if you go to some of the other islands. Lanai is a beautiful example. Yeah. Kauai, which is my favorite island.
Well, they're running into the same thing that we're having here. And this is where having our guest on today is going to be kind of relevant to what I'm bringing up right now, because it's becoming the haves and have nots of the locals versus people coming in and what people are capable of continuing to have in their own place, right? People feeling displaced within their own place. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today with our guest.
That's right. But first, rates.
Yes. Let's talk about rates, people wanting to get into housing.
We, and affordability, strikes also our topic today.
Yep.
Interest rates absolutely affect affordability. As rates go up, affordability drops. And you combine that with a very, very tight housing market that we have in the Northwest here. And that can be a real concern. As a matter of fact, we're finally just now starting to see some economic evidence of the headwinds being created by higher interest rates.
It's like the trade winds I had in Maui.
That's right. Well, we're riding into them. So the rates started to climb right around December or so, and maybe a little bit before that, when the tax package came through. It has spurred sort of increased economic activity, but now we're starting to see that take a little bit of pause. This week we are benefiting from Italy. Thank you, Italy. They are in the midst of a political crisis. There's been some corruption. That's a big surprise for Italy, and possibly looking at a shakeup in their government there. Even the possibility that Italy might leave the EU, the European Union.
Oh, really?
And if that were to happen, other countries around could possibly follow, such as Portugal and Spain. All of this is unsettling the markets. And when that happens, we get what's called flight to safety investing, people buy our bonds. And when they buy our bonds, that pushes mm-hmm. interest rates lower. So this week so far, for the first time in a very long time, we're seeing a little bit of downward pressure on interest rates.
Okay.
And it's a sort of a very, very welcome, you know, respite from what we've been experiencing so far all this year. So today, the average conventional 30-year fixed rate mortgage nationwide is at 4.53%, down about an eighth of a percent from maybe a few weeks ago. A 15-year fixed rate is under 4%, around 3.97. VA and FHA are averaging 30-year fixed rates around 4.3%, and jumbo 30-year fixed rates averaging around 4.59%. So everything a little bit better than we were a few weeks ago. Again, these are national averages, and so your individual rates will vary. A lot of factors affect those rates: your credit score, the loan amount, the type of loan, the type of property. So be sure and check with your mortgage professional or me for some detailed information.
You could become their mortgage
there
professional.
You go.
Speaking of rates and these kinds of products and things, we also have a class coming up. Did you want to mention that?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So our class coming up is the official first-time homebuyer class. This is sponsored by the Washington State Housing Finance Commission.
Yep.
And this is the class that you have to take to be eligible for some special financing programs, such as Zero Down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so all these special
PMI.
Down payment assistance programs, reduced cost of PMI mortgage insurance, significantly lower, actually, for these programs.
Yeah, which makes a big, big difference.
So our next class is going to be on Saturday, June 23rd.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
In West Seattle. That's at the Youngstown Cultural Arts Center. It's going to run from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a five-hour class. But guess what? We feed you.
Yes, we do feed you. And we cram pack you full of information, as you like to say.
That's right.
Yeah. It's you know, it's a good time. I mean, we always say we know it's 5 hours, and we're sure people always hear that and go, ugh, 5 hours. But as you and I always say, it's well worth it. It saves you a ton of money, can sometimes get you access to some money. And that alone makes it worth it. Yeah, the lunch is fine also. That's not the thing we focus on the most. But it really is. People, we say 5 hours, but oftentimes people stay around and ask a lot of questions because it's such
out.
A great, great amount of information. So,
well, when we come back, we're going to be talking about housing in the Seattle area and really interesting guests on. So stay tuned for more Open House with Team Reba.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.